Okay, I just want to briefly speak about the last few lines of the Gemara here. The Gemara says, "Miyeshalav Orin Yiskayim Bechosmav." This is referring to maybe get Eretz Yisrael. We know maybe get Eretz Yisrael. There's no chi of say funny nechtam funny nechtam, and we just trust the get. Why do we trust the get? That we remember Tosos discussed, not here, but on Daf Beis. Why aren't we Taninan on the Hudson's behalf? And we already discussed that and also hazarded it somewhat recently. But we trust the get. Now, if there's error, then you require kiyum b'chosmav, you require actual authentication of these signatures. Error, comma. What counts as error? What level, how many people need to call the get into question in order to require error? If say one aid comes and says it's forged, Rabbi Yochanan said in another sugya that everyone agrees ein error pachos mishnai. Right, the simple shot here being that not only ein davar shel error pachos mishnayim, right, all these sugyas are about the personal status. Not only can't you establish an absolute truth the davar shel error without two aidim, you can't even have error. You can't even call into question the someone's status with less than two aidim, right? One aid, when it comes to someone's status, is completely ignored. It's not even, we're not even machmir to listen to him. Ein error pachos mishnayim. The ela, error trey. So then the only other option is there are two aidim who come and says it's forged. Trey you trey, you know, my chos some chani, smoke a honey. Then's a problem. If one aid comes, you shouldn't eat him at all, because an error of one aid is worthless. And if two aidim come and say it's forged, then it won't help to be niskayim b'chosmav, because two aidim say it's forged. Even if you find two aidim to say it's authentic, that's two against two. And why would you rely on the two who say it's authentic and two who say it's a forged? It would be a, complicated in the mafarshim here, but let's say it would be an irresolvable suffix. As an irresolvable suffix, she would not be allowed to remarry. Ella, what's the case when the error is significant, but yet can be defeated by two aidim? Error de Baal. The husband himself, apparently the husband is more powerful than a regular echad. The husband says it's forged, then two aidim will beat the husband. But we will listen to the husband and require kiyum. Now, the big machlokus rishonim here is, let's say the husband comes and, if the husband comes and says it's forged, she finds two aidim, say it's not forged, Shalom al Yisrael. What if the husband comes and says it's forged? And that's it. And she doesn't. She's not mekayim it. What is the status? Clearly, there is a psul if the husband is ma'arir, and there's no kiyum. That's the Mishnah saying. Em yeshal avir is kayim b'chosmav. But what level of psul? So, most Rishonim assume that the level of psul, if the husband comes as ma'arir, would only be midrabbanan. Why? Because of Reish Lakish Dav Gimel and Aleph, Midorai, it's before Shemar Dav Gimel and Aleph, Midorai, Seidon Sumo Sai Kamishin Echui Dizim Bezdin Dami, it's only Midorabanim, we require Kiyum Shtaros. So, what if Irer, Debaal, what would be the status? So, most Mepharshim assume, this is the Orzarua in his response to Rava. We have his letter to Rava Vigdor. Most Rishonim, such as the Orzarua, and in the Achronim, this definitely seems to be the mainstream psak. The Lechem Mishnah tries to establish this in his Perush on the Rambam, and the Shach Paskins this way, the Ketzos and the Nesivos. On the Shulchan Aruch there, and most poskim all say that it's pasul midrabanan. If there's no kiyum, it's only pasul midrabanan. Why? Because midaraisa we have a rule. Ain't also more stark. Mishnechu yusam bezendami, which we discussed a lot towards the beginning of this year. Who is the most famous person who argues on this? Rabbi Vigdor argues, Rabbi Vigdor says, and Rabbi Vigdor argues, and the Rambam sounds like that as well, certainly sounds like that as well.
Rabbi Vigdor isn't the most famous.
What?
Rabbi Vigdor is not the most famous.
Okay. Ravigdor is the most famous. Clearly. No, but the Rambam, there are those who say he didn't mean it. Ravigdor, there's no two ways about it. And among Achronim on the Shulchan Aruch, you have the Sama, is on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, the one who takes the side of Rabbeinu Avigdor here. And they say, no, if there's no Kiyam, it is Pasol Midaraisa, which in the Rambam's Lashon is Haget Batel. And this is not only Machlokas about. Let's see. Kiyom Shtaros. Bimokom Error. What's the rule of Kiyom Shtaros Bimokom Error? Ravigdor's not only talking about Get, he's talking about Shtaros in general. Right? The Machlokas is most Rishonim say. That's Pashup Shat, right? Daf Gimel and Aleph. Kiyam Shtaros is Midrabanan. Mida Oraisa. It's Kemisha Nechkara. Edusan. Bebezdin. What's the Svara of Ravino Victor? The Rambam doesn't discuss the Svara here. He says no. He says that the din of Gittin Daf Gimel and Aleph is only talking if there is no error. Right? That he makes an Okimta. The Gemara on Daf Gimel and Aleph is Mairi Rak Shalom Makom Error. Huh. Aval. Bimakom Error Tzarechiyum Mida Oraisa. Okay, that's the question. What circumstances? Tosfos and Ksubas it's a good svara. Just doesn't seem to match us, as Tosfos points out, that maybe it's only when you have some proof that it's authentic that we say it's midoraisa, kmishnech, we do some vezindami. Okay, Tosfos skips off on that. The two main shitas are the mainstream, most Rishonim, that it's always Kmishinech reduce and Bezendami, or no, it's Kmishinech reduce and Bezendami if no one complains, if you have no evidence either way. But if the fellow comes and says, it's forged, I never wrote it in my life, then Midoraisa, it's not Kmishinech reduce and Bezendami, we'll have to explain why in a moment.
Isn't it only the Baal Star?
Give me a second. Okay. Give me a second. Okay, let me get there. Now, just before we get to that, let's ask the question of how they're each medayik their shita from Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Because you look inside, if I don't know if anyone got a chance to look at the whole tshuva of Avigdor Ozara. Very, very weird case. You think only nowadays people are ridiculous. Some guy had an enemy. The enemy arranged to have a false shtar written that guy's daughter is mekudeshes to someone. And then it went back and forth, and you know everyone was a karov and everyone was pasul, etc. And they wanted to know, can they invalidate the shtar kedushin, which you know clearly equity would demand that we do. And Rav Victor says, avada, we can invalidate the shtar kedushin. It's not mekuyam, and the guy's ma'arer. And then midoraisa, it's no good without kiyum. And the Yozarua then, he had some problems with this, because he says, no, midoraisa, it's alkasher. Okay, we're not getting to the psak in that case. Their book or both of them is from Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. What's the, what do we see in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph? The raya that the Yozarua brings, Rabino Victor brings is, what does the Gemara say? Says Rabino Victor, that the Gemara says, Asi Baal Ma'arer Upasale. The Baal will come and be Ma'arer and passel it. What does that mean, the Baal will come and be Ma'arer and what does it mean, the Baal will come and be Ma'arer and passel it? Doesn't sound like what you have to see the Shakhtar. He says, how does it make sense to make a takana of eight echad sing funny nech funny nech? The Baal will come and passel it. What do you mean the Baal will come and passel it? Let the Rabbanan just be talking that the Baal won't come and passel it as part of their takana. It sounds like this is a kasha to the takana. How can you make the takana? The Baal will passel it. It sounds like the Baal passel it midoraisa. Otherwise, they could just make the takana. Asi Baal Maru passele, you know. Is a question against the Takana. You can't make a question against the takana from an Issur d'Rabbanan. Just say there were takanim, won't passel it. Right? So it must be that it passels midoraisa's question takana. That implies that error is posel midoraisa. That's where Avigdor's proof. Asi Baal Ma'al passel it. He said, how can you make a takana? The Baal will passel it. Meaning, how can you make this takana? Midoraisa, the takana is not going to help. The Baal will passel it. Shows the Baal passels midoraisa. How would you get out of this? So, the Or Zeruah had two ways of getting out of it. The Or Zeruah answers. He says, his first answer is like a rach. We don't have that rach there. It's very difficult to accept this pirush of the Rabbeinu Chananel. You're going to need to make a lot of assumptions to make it work out. But says the Rabbeinu Chananel that, no, you don't understand what the Gemara meant. The Gemara meant Asi Baal Umevi Shnei Edim. Posel again. Doesn't mean the Baal comes with error. It never says Asi Baal Ma'aru Pasle. It says Asi Baal. What was the Lashon? Hold on. Even it does say. The Lashon of Gimel Aleph was. Ma'aru. Fine. Asi Baal Ma'aru. But the Gemara here will have me that error is your tray. Asi Baal Ma'aru. Okay. It's a little dochet. The Baal will come and be Ma'aru with two Edom and Pasle it. Okay. Then, obviously, it's Psol Doraisa. They say, how can you make the Takanda? The Baal will come with two Edom and Pasle it. The answer is no. He's made the Dayak and we're sure it's not going to happen. Okay, it's a big chiddush. The second shot is the Ri in Tosfos there. I don't know if in our Tosfos it's quoted in the name of the Ri, but it's in our Tosfos. I think it's quoted in the name of the Ri. The second shot is the Ri. No. Pasil lavdavga ella motzi alav laaz. It doesn't mean the Baal will mar and pasil it. How can the Baal pasil it? The Baal's not going to pasil if he don't raise it with his error. Rather, it means they'll come and be multi laz, and as part of the takana, it's not a valid takana if it'll lead to laz. It's silly to make a takana that'll lead to laz. So he has two ways to get out of Rabbeinu Avigdor's kasha. Or Rabbeinu Avigdor's kasha was they say the Baal will passel it midoraisa. The answer is either A, he'll passel the midoraisa with two edim, or no, it didn't mean passel midoraisa. It just means multi laz. And laz is not a deraisa or drapon, it's a fact. And facts are problematic. A third answer, which the Yerzer word doesn't give, I thought you could answer based on Rashi. I'm going to leave myself so much room here. Could add three. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, how is the Baal Ma'aru Pasale? I know Rashi says this in Rab, was talking about Lashma. And Chris points out, it may not also apply to Rava. But what does Rashi say? You could say, based on Rashi, that they meant Asi Baal Ma'arer Upasel Le Midrabanan. I'm adding to Rashi here. Rashi says these words was clear. They didn't mean Asi Baal Ma'arer Upasel Le Midrabanan. They meant Asi Baal Ma'arer Upasel Le Midrabanan. What do you mean, Asi Baal Ma'aru Pasling Drabanan? Let them make it to Kadad Drabanan that the Baal can't be Ma'aru Pasling. No, they can't, because the Hare Rabbanan Hechshiru Haget Rak Alpi Eidos Hashliach. The Hare Eid Echad Mevatel. Eid Echa, that's Rashi says, Chad can get Chad. And then if the Baal comes in Ba'arer, he'll be one aid against the Shliach one aid, he'll erase the Shliach one aid, and now, of course, the Takanah Rabbanan can't be Machsherit, because they have nothing to base it on. Right? The whole Takanah Rabbanan is to believe the Eid Echa of the Shliach. They can't believe the Eid Echa of the Shliach of the Baal's Ma'arer, because then there is no Eid Echa of the Shliach. And then, the Ein Makom. So he's saying that based on Rashi, I think Rav Avigdor doesn't have a good tanya. Rav Avigdor's tanya was they asked the kasha the Baal Ma'aru Pasul. Obviously, we don't raisa. No, they're kasha the Baal Ma'aru Pasul the raisa. They're kasha the Baal Ma'aru Pasul the Rabbanan. Why can't they just make a rule the Baal can't be Ma'aru Pasul the Rabbanan? Because when the Baal's Ma'arer,
he neutralizes the Erech of the Shliach. Now it's as if there is no Shliach, Fanei Nechtam, Fanei Nechtam. And they can't make a Takana to believe it without the Shliach saying Fanei Nechtam, Fanei Nechtam. Because their whole Takana was only to believe the Shliach. If their whole Takana was only to believe the Shliach, and the Shliach now disappears, because the Baal, an Erech, knocks out an Erech, then you can't say that the Get will be Kosher Midrabanan.
That Shliach doesn't have the same Mahad as a regular Shliach.
That's the Gemara's answer. That's the Gemara's answer. We're in the question. The Gemara's answer was Meikar Meidayik that he has a greater status. But okay,
so, but that's
but we didn't know that yet.
No, but
okay.
Okay.
I hear what you're saying. You're saying according to Rashi,
Eilachin is never good.
According to Rashi, didn't they already know that he's not like a regular? Rashi obviously holds that. They didn't know that yet. You can't ask the kasha as to when they knew something with Shaklu Tarya. Okay, Kitzer, there are three. He is assuming what they mean is if the Baal comes with Vaira, it's possibly Daraisa, and now you're stuck, and that's their kasha. We have 3 years answer. Either means the Baal comes with two agents, possibly Daraisa. The Baal comes, it's not possible at all, just Allah's, or the Baal comes and passes the Midrabanan. How does the Baal pass the Midrabanan? Because he neutralizes the Fanei Nechtam, Fanei Nechtam. Now it's a get, where no one said the Fanei Nechtam, Fanei Nechtam, which we know is possible Midrabanan, as part of the Takana. Okay,
yes. Of course, that logic doesn't have to be the Baal, it could be anybody. I mean,
you said that already once today.
No, but here...
This is the last sentence you said to me.
The last time I said it.
Oh, no, here it's not a good kasha, because who says it's Davka? Here, who says it's Davka? Your last kasha was better.
The last kasha was what I believe.
The sugya on Daf Tes is not dealing with the case of a shaliach. The Baal is ma'arer.
I know, they're talking about Daf Gimel.
No, I understand, but the... So
I'm only talking about their proof from Daf Gimel.
Okay.
So, on the other hand, the Orzarua brings a proof from Daf Gimel. Le'idach Gisa... The Orzarua brings a proof from Daf Gimel. The other way around. Says the Orzarua, I can prove to you from Daf Gimel that it is Kashmi Daraisa, even if the Baal's Ma'arer. What's his proof? His proof is not from the Shaklataria, from the Maskana. This is from the Havamina, right? Asa Baal Ma'arer Pasalei. The Orzarua says, better than from the Havamina, I'll bring your proof from the Maskana. What's the Maskana? The Maskana is that if the Baal's Ma'arer, he doesn't passel. Why? Because Shliach Meidik Daik Lo'asa Lurei Nafshe, or as we know, from Daf Gimel and Aleph, we may not have known that, but in Daf Vav and Beis, it's very, very clear, that Asi Baal Ma'arer Lo Mashkechinan Bei, right, that M Hashliach Amar Umeidik Daik M Ba Baal Ve'erer Lo Mashkechinan Bei. Meaning, in the end, the Funny Nechtam beats the error of the Baal. For the Gimel Menalf, that wouldn't be Mochrach. You might have just said, Meikar Medik Daik means we don't think the Baal will be Ma'arer, and we're not worried about it. But before Shnaf Vav Amid Beis, that what does it say here? It says in Shnaf Vav Amid Beis, give me a second. The of this Ahanis, very top, my of this Ahanis, what does it mean to say Funny Nechtam, Funny Nechtam, it works? The Yossi Baal Ma'arer, Lo Mashkechinam Bei. Right? So, the Maskana plus Daf Vav Amid Beis is that, and wait, therefore, what do we see? We see that the Funny Nechtam beats the Ur HaBaal. If the Ur HaBaal was Doraisa, if it needed Kim Doraisa, how could Funny Nechtam help? Right? This proves that the need for Kiyum is only Midrabanan. This proves that the need for Kiyum is only Midrabanan. That's Urzaru's proof. And I think that's one of the reasons why most of the Rishonim and Achronim follow the Urzaru here. It says, after all, the Shliach says, for the Shliach says, an Eid Echad says, funny enough, funny, a regular Eid Echad is not good enough. An Eid Echad says, funny enough, is good enough to be dove for the Urabal, we match for the Shtar. But if you Nikim with the Raisa, how is this Eid Echad good enough? So this is actually, Taka, a very difficult question. Vigdor does not defend himself against it. If the Rambam holds like Rabbi Avigdor, he doesn't defend himself against it. Anyone want to answer? The only answer I can think of is, how could you answer? You could answer that you need kiyum mida araisa, but meikara medik dayak is so strong that it counts as a proof mida araisa. Lechora, that's what Rav Avigdor would have to answer. Oh, he says that the Baal's Ma'ariv and Kfim Daraisa, so has a funny nechta of help to be Doche Ira Baal. You have to say, funny nechta has, it's not just one aid. That was Avigdor, the Maskana, it's one aid with the Chazaka Meikar Dia Medic Daif Lossi Lui Nafshi. That Chazaka Meikar Medic Daif Lossi Lui Nafshi is so strong that it's even counts as a proof Midaraisa. So, in Chanami, you need Kfim Midaraisa. But nonetheless, this counts as proof midaraisa. It's a chiddush. One aid with a little extra reason to believe him can count midaraisa. But the answer is maybe. Maybe it can. Usually we don't find that in most places in Shas. But sometimes in Shas we do find that one aid or even the statement of one person, if there's a good reason to believe him, works midaraisa.
Are these all the only possible? Why does it have to be that it's either definitely possible midaraisa or definitely possible midaraisa? Why can it be that, like, the din Torah, like their questions called into the shtar, and like Bifa needs to decide what to do. So now that their questions called into the get, so the case will play itself out. Basically, why does it need to be that it's definitely possible one way or the other? Why can't it be that because this shtar is not called into question, Bifa needs to decide what to do with it?
And then they don't. Then Edom don't come to Mikhaim. What happens? Pasul Doraisa or Abba?
Pasul is a decision. I know for a fact that this is pasul. Basically, they say because we don't know what to do with it, we can't allow you to go get married.
Midoraisa or Midor Abba? If she got married, would she be doing an Issa Doraisa or an Issa Midor Abba?
We don't know. Isn't that
so? That's a Safik Doraisa. So you're claiming it's a possibly Safik Doraisa.
Okay, yeah. I think the word possible means that we...
What you're saying is it could be it's only a suffix midaraisa, which is melaisa just as bad, probably. Okay.
Yeah, but if it was an actual psal deraisa, then this whole discussion ensues. But if it's only a suffix, then, now I have more information.
I see what you're saying. You're saying if the psal deraisa was only mitam suffix, which is not where Ravigdor holds, because Ravigdor wants to be makel based on possibly shtar kedushin deraisa.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he holds the psal vade deraisa. But I hear what you're saying.
Rabbi, why is that any different than Eidus Isha, where the Rambam held that one of the reasons that we makshir Eidus Isha Sabal?
A model for this could be Eidus Isha, right? Meaning if one income says her husband died, we believe him. It's not at all clear why. But one of the theories why we believe him is, the Rambam has this theory, is that, because the Chazaka, Isha Daika Mitzvah, she'd be very Medayik. So we see that sometimes an Eidecha plus a Cheskes Diok is good enough, even on a Doraisa level. Okay, that could be precedent.
That explanation for Rabbi Victor, the Rav brings it for the Rambam.
The Rav says it for the Rambam. Okay, great. Excellent. Okay, so I forgot that, but you could say the Rav answers. Okay. Take me to work for it for now. Now, here's the... two interesting questions that we'll just have to deal with. Number one is, what's the sheet of the Rambam?
But the Ishos that when Emma and her husband has died, that's only if something happens that it doesn't knock it off. She was still an Ishos Ish. It's just we let her marry. Here it's establishing the fact that we don't believe the Eror.
No, if two Aiden came to prove that it was forged, then that would still change everything. It's not that this is an absolute proof against anything. No, just like over there, it's a proof until you bring a 100% proof otherwise. Here, it's Doche the Urabal. If you bring 100% proof otherwise, it still won't work. I think it's still parallel, unless I didn't understand your question properly. Says the Rambam. The Rambam talks in two cases. Number one, he talks about a shliach who brings again Eretz Yisrael. Ba'al ve'ira v'lom alogash tir me'olam getzeh huvalom azoyefu. The Baal came and says, it's not true, it's forged. Yiskayim b'chosma, like our Mishnah says, you need kiyum. Bin lo niskayim lo it no de'edim klal. If you're not mekayim, you can't find the edim at all. Teitzeh, or can't prove the edim at all. Teitzeh ba'vlad mamzer.
Shari ain't a migureshes, and the Rambam is very clear that ain't a migureshes a few times means it's possible to raise it, it's not a get at all. But a getter is a suffix migureshes.
What if you lose the get and you can't really, you don't know if you had the get, would you have been able to find it or not? Then it's a suffix migureshes. That's a little suffix daraisa. So basically, the Rambam is clear it's a psul daraisa. It's just that if you lost the get, maybe you would have been kaimet, maybe not. So it's a suffix psul daraisa. If you have the get and can't be kaimet, then it is meaning you tried to be kind and you gave up, then it is a vaday psul daraisa. And then he says the same thing about, he says the same thing a little later in Halacha Zayin. What if you bring a get in Chutz Laretz? And what if you bring a get in, where am I? Yeah, what if you bring a chutzlar, again a chutzlar, and don't say funny nechtam, funny nechtam? That's only psul darabanan. If you don't say funny nechtam, funny nechtam, but if there's error, in ba baal ba error, v'lonis kaim, ein amigurishes, if the baal comes ma'arir, then it's not a get at all, it's a basal migurisa, avad a gerizah, suffix migurishes, and if you can't find it, you don't know whether you would have been able to be mekaim or not, it is a suffix psul daraisa. So the Rambam seems very, very clear, is very, very clear that we're talking here about a psul daraisa. The question is, is the Rambam agreeing with Rabbeinu Avigdor or not? What's the sheet of the Rambam? So the Magen Mish, the simple shot of the Rambam is, how about the Rambam? So the simple shot, which is the Shmuel and many others, assumes Savar like Rabbeinu Avigdor, meaning what does Rabbeinu Avigdor says? He says that Bimakom error, Sarakiyom midoraisa. The Magen Mishnah has a very difficult shot in the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah says something very difficult. I don't know if we should even mention it. Says the Magen Mishnah here. What does Magen Mishnah say that's difficult? That what's the reason why the Rambam says it's pasul midoraisa? Why does Magen Mishnah say that's so difficult? Says the Magen Mishnah, he quotes all the different Rishonim. But then he says that, let me just find the line. B'nirashu sover, da'afagat the kim sharash d'rabbanan, ha'cha she'abal ma'ari evitom de'bori she'mezoyifu. The Baal says, v'shur mezoyif, he yonu yudaspa ze'dover. She doesn't know, remember. She got it through a shliach. She has no idea if it's authentic or not. V'chasim se'idim einu mitzuya, hamid isha chaskasa, da'avila ishas ish. Right? What does the Rambam say? The Baal says, it's Vadei Mezoyif. And the woman says, I don't know. I got it from the Shliach, whether it's Yisrael or Chutz Laretz. That's, what do we call that in halachic terminology?
Bari
V'Shema. Says Bari V'Shema. Maybe Bari V'Shema is different. Right? If they both say Bari, then maybe he wouldn't agree with Rabbeinu Avigdor. But Bari V'Shema is different. She doesn't even know what he knows. In the case of Bari V'Shema, the Bari V'Shema makes a pasul daraisa. That's what the Magen Mishnah here seems to say. But everyone says, so that is a possible shot. Magen Mishnah says, no, maybe b'makom Bari V'Shema it's pasul midaraisa without people. Right? Maybe that's only because it's a Bari V'Shema. However, everyone says the Magen Mishnah couldn't really have meant it. Because it's a Mefurish Rambam, that works fine in Perek Zayin. It's a Mefurish Rambam in Perek Yud Beis, not in the case of a Shliach, in the case of a woman who brings the get and says, my husband gave it to me on a hand to hand. Baal Baal Ve'irer, Im Amr Lo Nesatvi Lo Nafim Menim Mitzoso, Eino Nema, etc., etc. Mezoyafu, if she says, I got this from my husband, he handed it to me. And he says, no, it's Mezoyafu, you made it up, you forged it yourself. Okay, she's still pasul lekahuna, but she's ainah migureshes, and she's only pasul lekahuna because of shavi nafshe chetil disur. Since she admitted she's divorced, it's a rule shavi nafshe chetil disur. She can't marry kohen, but ainah migureshes. So therefore, we have to erase this Magen Mishnah. Right? It is nistar midivrei Harambam. Because in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Gimel, he says, Einu Megureshes, even Makum Bari Yubari. So therefore, it can't only be because of Bari Yushema. Okay, so the question is there another possibility other than Rabbeinu Avigdor? There are two other possibilities. But They are, okay, well, let's see if they're correct or not. The Beis Shmuel says at the end, he says a second possibility. This is going to be a big finish. Says the Beis Shmuel is a second possibility. He says the Rambam's L'shitase. Where's the Rambam L'shitase? Remember we asked a question at the very beginning of the year. How could you paskin someone owes someone money based on a shtar? After all, m'piyav lom piksavam. It's a din Torah that you can't have edus b'chsav. And what would be the Tam answer? And Tom says, no, there's no din Torah against edus b'chsav. It's just like you can't have edus of an ilim, of a mute person. And what did most Rishonim answer? No, when you can't have edus b'chsav, the edim write it on their own. Bamidas and eschayav, if the person requests that they write it, then that'd be piksavo, as the Baltimore says, not piksavam. That's perfectly okay. The Rambam writes, in those edus, that you're right, a shtar is only midrabanan. Edus shtar is only midrabanan because mitiyav lom piksavam. So the Rambam writes that a shtar is only kosher edus midrabanan. Suggests the Beis Shmuel and some other achronim as well. Says, hold on a second. Now, who remembers the machlokes in the Ketzos and Rav Chaim and many other people as well? If Eidus Shtar is only drabanan for the Rambam, then how could the woman remarry if she takes out her get? After all, that's only good Eidus midrabanan, but midaraisa she's an Eishes Ish. So who remembers what the Ketzos answers? Eidus get lefi ha-Rambam. What did the Ketzos say? The Ketzos says that it's kosher only midrabanan. Because shtaros are only midrabanan. Ah, how could, if this Eidos is only midrabanan, how could we let her remarry if she's an Eishes Ish midaraisa? What would he answer?
I mean, why not?
What do you mean? Midaraisa, she's an Eishes Ish. Midrabanan, they said, believe these two Eidim that she was divorced. Midrabanan can't go against midaraisa. Akasha only midrabanan. Ve hifkiyu. Hakidushin, Afkina Rabbanan Lakidushin, meaning, right? The Rabbanan have power to uproot Kidushin. Basically, the Ketzos says it's only Kashuk Rabbanan. Midar Raisa, she's an Ashes Ish, and the get is possible. Midar Rabbanan, they said, let's believe Aedus Bechsav. How can we believe Aedus Bechsav, Midar Rabbanan? The answer is, we'll be Afkia the Kidushin. That's the Ketzos. And what did Rav Chaim say? And we point out the receivers. Also, I don't like replying on this.
That means I can't possibly say that. That means you do right. So we're talking about there's two parts here. One is the get itself, and one is the raya.
No. Okay. We're gonna have to review. Remember, a get does two things. It's a shtar kinyan. It affects the garrison, and it's shtar raya. It proves it later. The fact that it affects the garrison is doraisa. We're asking how it's a raya later.
But there is a get here. We just don't have a raya. That's what we're... Otherwise, there's no getting.
Sure there is. Mita araisa, if I give you a get with Aiden, that affects gerushin. And if you want to prove it later, you have to bring Aiden Misira.
So here what's lacking is that she wants to... She's trying to bring the star instead of Aiden Misira. I mean, she's trying to bring the star as a raya. But the get, the star gitin as a raya is trying to bring...
She's trying to bring the get as a raya, but it's not even raya midoraisa, it's Eidus
Bechsav. It's midoraisa, you just don't have a raya.
Yeah, exactly. So how can we, if we don't have a raya?
Why can't you accept the Rabbanon raya for some
because you can't accept the Rabbanon raya for din doraisa.
I don't know. I mean, Eidus is
Eidus. Yeah, but you can't accept her upon a raish. Mida raish, she has no proof she's divorced. She's b'cheskes eish dish. How do we learn to get divorced? Afkinu. I'll explain more in a moment. Says Reb Chaim, very pashut. Says Reb Chaim, it is kosher mida o raisa. Right? It is kosher mida o raisa as eidos. Ah, didn't the Rambam say that eidos b'chsav is only kosher to Rabbanan? So he said there's a difference between a shtar kinyan and kosher mida raisa. Mipnei. Sheshtar Kinyan Kosher Gam Le'edos Midoraisa. That's Reb Chaim's Chiddush.
let's just review this chiddush for a moment, right? It's good chazara, start chazara for what we did earlier. There are two kinds of shtar, shtar kinyan and shtar raya. Sometimes a shtar can make a kinyan, have nothing to do with proving it afterwards. Like, for example, like if you're a shtar without any edim, right, that I sold in my field. Sometimes a shtar could prove something without making a kinyan. Like, first I lend you money, and then afterwards you write a shtar that you owe me the money. So, let's be very clear that shtar, betoras, kinyan, that's clearly mahani midoraisa. We all know kinyan shtar works midoraisa. That's no chiddush. Shtar raya greda, lefia Rambam, is mahani only midrabanan. What's the machlokes in the ksos in the grach? A shtar kinyan, the Torah's raya. How about if you have a shtar kinyan? The shtar did the kinyan. Now you want to use it as a raya, says the ksos. That's mahani only midrabanan, because it's a raya, says Reb Chaim. Nope. Mahani midoraisa, that's Reb Chaim's whole chiddush. If the shtar made the kinyan, then it's a good raya also midoraisa. Meaning the Rambam says, a pure shtar raya only works midorabanan. A pure shtar kinyan clearly works midoraisa. B'chas lesir grisos nasabiyada. Kinyan shtar. What about if the shtar did the kinyan, can it then serve as a raya? Says the ksos, it can only serve as a raya midorabanan. And you need of kinyan. Says the Reb Chaim, no, if the shtar was the kinyan, it's also raya midoraisa. It's only if it's a pure raya that it's only worse than midorabanan. Okay, now what does Beis Shmuel say here? The Beis Shmuel assumes like the ksos. I mean, he didn't know he assumed like the ksos, but it wasn't, ksos is not the first person to say this, right? The Beis Shmuel is before the ksos. The ksos are just famous for saying this. Says the Beis Shmuel, get bechlal is only a raya midorabanan. Right? So every get is, again, as a shtar kinyan, does get effect the kinyan? Klapesh mayagalia? Does get make her divorced in truth up in heaven if it really happened? That's doraisa. We're not asking that. We're asking, can you prove it later if we don't have access to heaven and we don't know what happened? And there are different versions of what happened. Is a get a valid proof? Is signatures on a get a valid proof? Avada, if it happened, it happened. But we don't know. Some people say it's forged. Some people say this. Some people say that. Is signatures on a get a valid proof? Only midrabanan. Because so how does it work? It only works with afkinu. So what does Beis Shmuel say? He says very poshut. He says Rambam l'shita say ukederach haktzos. Speaking anachronistically, de edus get. Mahani midoraisa, or pasul midoraisa, umehani rak mitam afkinhu. The MK. Now, what's this chap? Let's say it gets pasul midrabanan. If a get is pasul midrabanan, then what happens? It's pasul midrabanan. Again, b'tor raya, we're not talking whether she was divorced by Ishmael. We're talking about proving it later. If the get is pasul midrabanan, then the rabbanim weren't machshirt. If the rabbanim weren't machshirt, they didn't use avkinu. If they didn't use avkinu, then it's pasul d'oraisa. Right? The imkain, a get, pasul, v'makom irur haba'al pasul midrabanan. Avol get hapasul midrabanan nifsal midoraisa. Ki lo hifkiyu hakidushin. That's a big, clever cheshbon of the Beis Shmuel in his second shot. He says, every get that's possible. Now, he's not talking about Dor Kinyan, whether it's possible. He's talking about Dor Raya. Every get that's not a Raya Midrabanan is automatically possible Dor Raisa. It's automatically possible Dor Raisa. Because the Rambam holds that really get is it's not a Raya in the first place until the Rabbanan do Afkinu. So if it's possible Midrabanan, then they won't do Afkinu. Once they don't do Afkinu, it's possible Midoraisa. Sounds very clever. And therefore, for the Rambam, it has nothing to do with Rabbeinu Avigdor. It's not an Indian of Rabbeinu Avigdor. Avigdor is saying that, it's kosher midoraisa until the Baal's Ma'arer, now it's kosher midoraisa.
They're saying, no, it's only kashim garbana, and then they use afkinu to make it kashim daraisa. When the Baal's ma'ar, it's pasul garbana, once they don't do afkinu, then it's going to be pasul daraisa. Right, the biggest problem with Beis Shmuel, and everyone hates this pshat. Why does everyone hate this pshat? Because, well, there are other cases where it's only pasul garbana. After all, let me give you an example. Right? Let's say a shliach brings, there's no error. Shliach brings in the chutzlaritz and doesn't say funny nechta, funny nechta. The Rambam is very clear, it's only possible to grow up on it. So how come sometimes, so what does that mean? So now what's the Beis Shmuel going to have to say? Well, in some cases when it's possible to grow up on it, they decide to possibly grow up on it and not do afkinu and make a possible daraisa. And in some cases when it's possible to grow up on it, they decide to do afkinu and make a kashuk daraisa and possibly grow up on it anyway. Then that's going to be very dachuk, really? Like, they, every time they pass on Darabanan, they then decided, should we make a pasul Darabanan and then not to Afkinu make a pasul Daraisa? Or should we do Afkinu, make a kasha Daraisa, and then go back and pasul mi Darabanan? That's very difficult, right? So the Maisa, this is very dachuk, right? The problem is, what's the dachak? In many other cases, a psul Darabanan, even a psul Darabanan of Raya, is only a psol derabanan, right? Yeah, it's so here it gets a little tricky, meaning it's really not true that every psol derabanan becomes a psol deraisa to the Beis Shmuel Svara. So then he's going to have to be nedchak. He's going to have to say, well, there are two kinds of psol derabanan. Some psol derabanan they took more seriously, and they said, we're going to not do afkinu and let it be psol deraisa. Some psol derabanan they took less seriously and said, no, it's psol derabanan, so we'll make afkinu to kasha deraisa and go back and psol derabanan. And then that already, it's possible, but it becomes a little dachuk. It's possible, but it's dachuk. So he wants to say the Rambam's not for a victor reason. It's because it sounds like every psul derabanan is psul deraisa. That's not true, but at least every serious psul derabanan becomes a psul deraisa. And then we'll just have to be chalking serious and light psul derabanan.
Sorry, but I'm understanding for the psos why, if we're only talking about the functioning of the get as a star rider, do you need to do a kind of klapi shmaya? She's already divorced. Now we're just...
No, because we don't know klapi shmaya if it's an authentic get or not.
But that doesn't mean...
We don't know klapi shmaya? No, klapi shmaya, either she's divorced or she isn't, and we don't know.
Right.
She's becheska seishish. So we have no right to let her remarry.
Okay.
Because we don't know what's true klapi shmaya. What if klapi shmaya is a forged get? How do we know?
But then if we let her, then we are doing afkinu. But yeah. Only in that case, if she actually was divorced, we're not doing it.
Right, we're doing a suffix of kiddo. You're the Shitaska.
Yes.
Okay, fine. Anyway, I just want to mention...
I still don't understand. Why is that any worse, according to Tosafot, than all these cases in Yevamos, where the woman herself won't say she's divorced if she's not. I mean, that's by Mishra Sabal we say. So why can't we accept this flimsy kind of araya that's in Yevamos?
No, because even in Yevamos there, like the only time we believe that she wouldn't say if it's not true is if she didn't have someone else backing her up. If she has someone else backing her up, she'll believe me even if it's not true. Because she'll just trust him. Maybe she's a trusting person. It's not a good riot. Okay, now I want to point to the Nesivas. The Nesivas wants to read the Rambam very midoyek. The Nesivas says you all misread the Rambam. You thought the Rambam meant that without Kiyum it's Pasul Doraisa. And then either say it's because of Bari B'Shema, which is not true. Doesn't fit the Rambam so well. Or at all. Or say he holds like Rino Vigdor, which thinks not true. No, no one holds like Rino Vigdor. Give me a break. Vigdor's Das Yachid. No famous reason to hold like Rino Vigdor. And, you know, maybe he doesn't like the Bishmol's mark. He knew the Bishmol. Says the Nesivas something more clever. He says, look at the Rambam. You tell me which words in the Rambam are unnecessary. Right? I'll read you the Rambam. Bob al ve'irer vermelo gershti me'olam v'getchu v'lam azuyafu yiskayim v'chosmav v'im lo niskayim v'lo nodu idav klal. Okay, which words are necessary? Says the Nesivas. What does lonis kayim mean? You can't prove the signature authentic. What are we adding by lonodu edav klal? Lonis kayim to lonodu edav klal. We don't know we haven't figured out the identity of Edom at all. Why not just say Imlo Niskayim? Right? Good question. Why not just say Imlo Niskayim?
Are we in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel?
No, we're in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis.
Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. V'im lo niskayim v'lo no du edav klal. So what do you mean, lo niskayim v'lo no du edav klal? It's a good question. So the Nesiva says, no. The Rama of Medayik here says the Nesivos, no. If stam lo niskayim, that would only be pasul midrabanan. What does the Rama mean? Niskayim below nodu edav klal. That's pasul midaraisa. The Rambam's not like Rabbeinu Avigdor. The Rambam's talking about a unique case of niskayim below nodu edav klal. Okay, what do we mean by niskayim below niskayim below nodu edav klal? It doesn't mean we haven't authenticated the signatures at all. That's the same as lo niskayim. Rather, what does it mean lo nodu edav klal? Here the Nesiva says a big finish. The Nesiva says, why is midaraisa get kosher even without kiyum? Why midaraisa can shnech me do some vezin dabi? After all, it might be forged. Why is it kosher midaraisa? So the Nesiva says, because the chazaka that it's not forged. Why? No one would forge a star. Why would no one forge a star? Why would no one forge a star? Because it's yitgaleh. Right? Milstavita legluye. Okay, the whole sugya all over Shas. Do we assume midaraisa no one would lie about a milstavita legluye? But quite possibly. Right? Does the Shach say in the beginning of Hilchos Taruvos? Who's learning Hilchos Taruvos this year? The Gemara says if the kosher gets mixed in with treif and you're not sure if it's a nisinas tam, if it's you can taste the treif or not, you ask a goyish chef. Everyone asks, it's when you trust a guy as chef, a guy as apostle Avis. Right? So, that's one. That's Rashi's answer. But we're not going there. The Rambam does. The Rambam says, Stam, trust a guy. Why Stam, trust a guy? So the Shach explains, because it doesn't matter if he's a Jew. It doesn't matter if he's 1A. It doesn't, I mean, 1A is fine, sir. It doesn't matter if he's a guy. It's most of the gluey. Let's say he says you can't taste the lard. What's going to happen? Someone's going to say, okay, great, let's eat it. And as soon as they eat it, they'll taste the lard, and they'll say, you're lying. Meaning, normal edus is something that we're not going to know on our own. We're trusting you. Did Reuven kill Shimon, or did he not? It's you or nobody, right? It's in the past. If the fact is in the past, the only access is through edus. So then we have to know if we trust them or not. But when the facts are still around, we just want to know now. We can find out later, but we'd like to know now. Then we believe anyone midaraisa. Because why would you lie if we're going to find out in 5 minutes? No one, someone might be willing to take a chance. I'll lie that Reuben killed Shimon, because I don't think anyone else knows the truth. There's some chance someone else might have seen, I'll take my chances. But why would I lie and say you can't taste the lard if you're going to eat it and taste the lard and it'll be butter, like everyone will know I'm a liar? No one would ever lie about something that everyone's going to know they're a liar. That is that's the same shot as the Rambam's shot in the Rif about why also Eid Echad is Neman for that's one of the Pshat Misabal. That's already more of a theory. Why Ishtemodinhu? The Gemara Yevamos, right? Ishtemodinhu, that when you write a get chalitza, you need to know that the guy doing chalitza is actually the brother. Maybe he's an imposter. So you trust one aid that he's the brother. Why do you trust one aid that he's the brother? So, now Rama and many others say, because question of whether he's the brother or not, we're going to find out. Like, eventually we'll know if he's the brother or not, right? Not whether he killed someone or lent someone money once. He's still around. Someone's going to eventually come and say he's definitely the brother or not the brother. We'll find out the truth in a week, in 2 weeks. Just meanwhile, we need to know. Okay, no one's going to lie about something that we'll all find out later. So, says the Nesivas, that's why Shtar is kosher midaraisa. Here are the signatures. These are signatures of Reuven and Shimon. Lemaisa, Reuven and Shimon are around. Their signatures are around. They might live far away, but eventually we will be able, if someone wants to, right? If someone cares, if no one cares, no one cares. Assuming someone cares, there's money at stake. Someone will take the shtar and eventually find out whether this is Reuven and Shimon's signatures or it's not Reuven and Shimon's signatures, right? Because they're around to compare their signatures to. It's not something in the past. It's something in the present. Something in the present means Milstavita Legluye. We even believe that it's true, even without proper edus. So says in the Sivas, you know, I mean, the rice, and we believe every shtar that it's not forged, because Why midaraisa do we believe that a shtar is not forged? Because it's a milstav yilugluye. Because no one would forge. Because we're going to find out that it's forged at some point. And then he'll be known as a forger. Right? Eventually, if someone cares, they will check the signatures. And they'll always find out the truth in the end. Because the people are there. Just find out if their signatures are not. It might take you a month, but you'll always find out the truth in the end. No one would lie when the truth will be found out at the end. That's the Nesivos of Pshat. Says the Nesivos, however, what if you do the following thing? What if I forge the signatures of two people who don't exist? Two people who don't exist. Right? Reuven ben Yaakov and Yemuel ben Shimon. They shouldn't testify together. Yemuel ben Shimon and I don't know, some distant relative of his. Yemuel ben Shimon and Kaleb ben Yefuna. I think they're distant enough they can testify together. Right? And from Neve Daniel. Okay. And it turns out that there are no such people. Now it gets a little trickier, right? Or rather, let me say better. No. What might I do if I? What about the following case? Let's try the following case, right? This is a story that could only happen before the internet. I have a brother who was very lazy in high school. Whenever they assigned elementary school, whenever they assigned book reports, he didn't want to read a book. But here you have a problem, because if he didn't read a book and he wrote a book report, then the teacher would see that it was wrong, because he wouldn't know the plot of the book. So what did he do? He made up a title, made up an author, made up a plot. There's no way the teacher will ever see he didn't read the book, because go find the book and prove that he didn't read it, right? Of course, nowadays that would wash, right? You do a Google search, there's no such book, you're in trouble. But it worked perfectly. I think at this point it's too late to fail him. Statute of limitations has expired, we can admit it. I also didn't say which brother. But anyway, so what about the following case? What if you bring a star with the signatures of, you bring a star with the signatures of two guys. You know, and we haven't gotten around to Mekayim it yet. But still kashim d'oraisa, because you wouldn't have forged it. What about the following case? What if you write a star with the signature of these two guys? We go to send a shliach to Neve Daniel. He looks for these two guys and says, I can't find anyone by this name in Neve Daniel. I can't prove or disprove. Now, all of a sudden, hold on a second. Do we say chazaka that he wouldn't have forged because we're going to find out that it's not the right signatures? No. Because how are we ever going to find out there are or aren't the right signatures? We can't even find the guys. If we can't find the guys, maybe he was clever, made up names that don't exist, and we're never going to be able to figure out if it's the right signatures or not. Only if the people exist. Or we assume that the people exist until proven otherwise. If we assume you can go find the people and go find their signatures and check, then mida oraisa it's kosher, because no one lo chotzev initials yufe, no one be mezayif, we could check. But if we look for the guys, not we didn't find their signatures. We couldn't find anyone who knows their signatures. No. We looked for the guys, we couldn't find the guys. We couldn't identify such people in the world. We're like, where are these Edom from? You know, it's like, oh, I don't know. Where are these Edom from? From far, far away. We send a shliach far, far away, and he can't find anyone by that name. If we can't find the people, then already, midaraisa, that's suspicious. What do you mean? We're going to find out. He's obviously done it away, where we'll never find out if it's the right signatures or not. And that's what he adds. We'll know the Edom of Klal, says the Nesivos. We'll know the Edom of Klal is worse than a lack of kiyum. A lack of kiyum means I can't prove if it is or isn't their signatures. But you know what? Theoretically, someone could, if they worked hard enough, figure it out. Right? Just like it's a big tircha. But in Lonod Edom Tal, we seek out the Edom, and we can't find, not their sign, not Lonod Hasim, Lonod Edom. We can't find the Edom at all. If we can't find the Edom at all, then that's suspicious, even midaraisa. Now we can't say Chazaka that no one would forge the Milsa Vita Lugluye, because it's not a Vita Lugluye. We can't find the Edom at all. He's been very clever and given us a trail that leads to nowhere. You know, or even if they exist, but I don't know, somehow, you know, they exist. There's someone heard of one, so then went to Medina Sayyam and died in a shipwreck, didn't leave anything behind. Meaning, if we can't find these people to go and access their signatures, then it's not a milsa d'avila gluya, and then it's pasul midaraisa. Therefore, they said the Rambam has nothing to do with the Rabbeinu Avigdor. What does the Rambam have to do with the Rabbeinu Avigdor? We're not talking about Rabbeinu Avigdor. We're talking about that without kima with pasul d'araisa. We're talking about a specific weird case of lo novedo idav klal. That's pasul midaraisa.
So you have to add the word lo miskai.
What? Oh, sorry. Yes.
Clearly. Basically, it just means klal means you'll never have it.
You'll never have a possibility of confirming or refuting.
And Gimel, if you look in Perakit Beis Halacha Gimel, there the Rambam says in Lo Niskayim Ein Migureshes. He doesn't say Lo Love Klal, but there he's talking about before she remarries. It says Ein Migureshes Lios Muteres Lacherim, and in Perak Zayin Halacha Beis. We're talking about someone who is already Megureshes and says, takes a by blood mamzer. So that seems to strengthen that view. Because when a woman is already married, you really need the pasul to get midoraisa.
Interesting, you're a step ahead of me here.
To say that she's Yotzei by blood mamzer. Before she got married, Lo Niskayim is enough to say she's not, she can't be.
Interesting. Interesting. So what you want to say is that you need Lonis Kainid of Klal if she's already married to be Tetzi Vlad Mamzer. To say she's not allowed to remarry.
It's enough Lonis Kainid.
Right. Well, that's interesting because if Einu Megoresh means it means that it's Pasul Midaraisa, I'm not sure why she make a difference. Psol Daraisa. Okay, Abe is a step ahead of me. I want to refute the Nesivas. Now, Abe's trying to save the Nesivas, but you don't understand how yet. Okay, the Nesiva sounds good. The extra Lashon, Lo Novedo Eid of Klal, means the Rambam is only talking about a specific case, Lo Novedo Eid of Klal. My problem with the Nesiva is that the Rambam says this three times. Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin, and Perek Yud Beis Halacha Gimel. In Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, he says, we Lomas Kayim Lo Novedo Eid of Klal. In Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin, he says, we involve Alvair of Lomas Kayim. And Perek Yud Beis Halacha Gimel, he also just says, So like he says this Einim Gereshin in three places. Right? Once he says Lo Niskayim Lo Nodu Eid of Klal, but the other two times he just says Lo Niskayim. So it's a little funny. If there's all based on Lo Nodu Eid of Klal, then why would he only say one place, not the other two places? So Abe wants to defend and say, no. Really, if she's already married, we only make her get divorced with Vlad Mamzer from Lo Nodu Eid of Klal. But then he would admit that it's pasul midoraisa even without Lo Nodu Eid of Klal, and then the Nesivas would not have an answer anymore. If Abe wants me nidchak to defend the Nesivas, say the Rambam wrote it once and then relied on that for the other cases. That's a little dachuk. But I have a second reason why I don't like the Nesivas. I mean, I like the Svara, it's a very brilliant Svara. Is that Lo Niskayim Lo Nodu Eid of Klal, it's pasul midoraisa. As opposed to Lo Niskayim. If Lo Niskayim Lo Nodu Eid of Klal is different from Lo Niskayim, then why didn't the Rambam ever tell us the din of Lo Niskayim Stam? Meaning, if Lo Niskayim Lo Nodu Eid of Klal is different from Lo Niskayim Stam, shouldn't the Rambam also tell us the din of Lo Niskayim Stam? Why didn't the Rambam tell us that? So it's a little funny. Say, oh, he only had Lo Niskayim Lo Nodu Eid of Klal. He didn't mean regular Lo Niskayim. Then why doesn't he tell us the din of regular Lo Niskayim? He should have to. If he only means Lo Nodu Eid of Klal. So I am not convinced by the Nesivas. My two problems are, number one, he says it's three times, only one time he adds Lo Nodu Eid of Klal, and if it was so crucial, he should have added it all three times. And number two, if Lo Niskayim Lo Nodu Eid of Klal is a different case from Lo Niskayim, then why doesn't the Rambam tell us the case of a regular Lo Niskayim, that it's only possible in Darbanan? He should have said, regular Lo Niskayim is possible in Darbanan, if Lo Niskayim Lo Nodu Eid of Klal is possible in Daraisa. So I don't like the Pshat of Nesivas. I'm not accepting the Pshat of Nesivas. Oh, why does the Rambam add Lo Nodu Eid of Klal? I think the Rambam means something else by Lo Nodu Eid of Klal. Lo Nodu Eid of Klal means you can't prove that the Eidim, this is their authentic signature. Why does the Rambam have to add that? Because the Rambam is distinguishing between a different two cases. Not between Psul D'Oraisa and Psul D'Rabbanan. For the Nesivas, the difference between Psul D'Oraisa and Psul D'Rabbanan. And then I say, A, why doesn't the Rambam say the Daraisa phrase all three times? And two, why doesn't he tell us about the difference between Daraisa and Darbanan? I think you have to read in light of the next line of the Rambam. I'm over to get suffering migreshes. There's two levels of psul Daraisa. There's psul misafik and psul bavadai.
What's the difference? Avad aget means you might or might not have been able to be mekayim it. That's a psul suffik midoraisa. If you know you can't be mekayim it, that's a psul vada midoraisa. Now, what about the case of you're trying to be mekayim it and haven't been mekayim it yet? You haven't given up. What if you were trying to be mekayim it and you haven't given up? What's the din then? L'chore, that's only a suffik doraisa, like avad aget, right? Because maybe you'll find kiyum, maybe you won't. And I think this is what the Rama means. What the Rama means, if lo miskayim aget, lo no date of tal, doesn't mean you can't find the identity at all, they don't exist. He just means you gave up. Lo miskayim, and you gave up on kiyum. If you gave up on kiyum, then it's pasul vadim daraisa. As opposed to if you still don't know if you'll miskayim the end or not, then that's like, oh, but again, and pasul mi suffix. So I'm reading the Rama differently than the Nesivas, and that's why the Rama doesn't have to repeat it each time, because lo no date of tal is not an additional fact. It's just explaining lo miskayim means lo miskayim for sure. And the jury's not still out. You're not still working on it. You gave up on mekayim. He doesn't have to repeat that all three times. And I don't think it's a difference between the Rabbanan. And lo miskayim is always possible to raisa for the Rambam. It's just that if you're in the middle of looking, it's only a suffix to raisa because you don't know what it'll be in the end. If you gave up, then it's a vadai psul to raisa. So I'm reading the Rambam differently than the Nesivas. What is lo no do'id of klal? The, you have... Okay, if we have a Rambam, I don't know. Most people just don't comment on this. But, you know, I should have looked at Rav Kafach's Rambam. He always tries to read Pshat. Right, there's nowhere Rav Rinovich on this. On Girushin. There is? Sure. So you have it?
Not here.
So Maslami says, what do I say? Because that's Pshat. Okay, so me and Rav Rabinovich. What? Okay. So yeah. Okay, a little bit. Anyway. Lo, no, do. What is just machlos in the Mesivas and Pshat? What is lo, no, do, eight of klal? And is that going to help us for the Rambam? Lo, no, do. Eight of klal. The Nesivas says, not only can't I find the signatures. Not only can't I find the signatures, but I can't even find such people. I can't even find people by these names. Forget about the signatures. Well, you never really need deity, no. And that makes it interesting to write to Rabbanan. I think that's clever, but it's not shot in the Rambam. No, it means I gave up on finding Kiyum. No. I gave up on finding Kiyum. I'm not still looking. If I'm still looking, it would be a suffix. It wouldn't be Darabon, it would be a suffix Daraisa. It's Daraisa either way. Just suffix Ravada. If I'm still looking at suffix, if I give up, then it's Daraisa. And that's why he doesn't have to repeat it three times, because it's not something different than Lonis Kayim. It's just saying really Lonis Kayim. Lonis Kayim, but Emes. Okay, you can like whatever shot you want. Halach Lemaisa, it seems to me then that if the Bishmol is a little Dachuk, second shot, and if the. If the Nesivas, I don't think it's Pashm Shah in the Rambam, Mahi Mishnah, we're not even sure how he could have meant that in the first place. And everyone says he's probably talking about Davka, which is funny. Then it could be the Rambam really holds like Rabbeinu Avigdor, and the most famous Rishon to hold that way is the Rambam. Now, we just need to end with one or two points. Just give me a second here. Let me just figure out the order I'm going here. What is the svara of, and here you're going to have to help me out, svara of Rabbeinu Avigdor and the Rambam. What's the svara of Rabbeinu Avigdor and the Rambam? You have to get the point for me, please. Right? What's the svar of everyone else? It makes a lot of sense. Svar of everyone else that midoraisa again is assumed to be authentic. Midrabanan, they made a takana that when there is error, you require kiyum shtaris midrabanan. What's the svar of the Rambam if we assume he holds like Rabbeinu Avigdor and Rabbeinu Avigdor? So, the. What is the Svara? For Rov Rishonim, what is the Koach of Error Lehatzrich Kiyom Shtaros? For Rov Rishonim, it's only a Takana Derabanan. Lehatzrich Kiyom. B'makom Error. Okay, so Takana Derabanan, Beseder. And even if there's no error, sometimes you might do Taninan, sometimes not. But Stan, if I go and I bring you a star that says you owe me 10,000 shekel and you don't say anything, we view that as a proof because Grishin Echo just invests in dummy. If you claim it's forged, then we draw a bond. Okay, but how about Rabbi Noah Victor?
Rabbi, even that one you can go in two directions.
Correct, we discussed that once, I think.
Right.
You could say, is it that Midrabanan? They said that we'll believe your claim of Mazuyah Midrabanan and require Kiyom, or the Midrabanan, we say we don't believe you, you just have the right to require your Kiyom. But what's the story mean? Why should Kiyom, if, keep in mind, Midoraisa, it's kosher until the guy's Ma'arer.
Yeah.
The guy's, he's less than an Eichad, he's a Baldover, right? Right? Meaning, everyone always says they're right. Right? Since when, if we have something that's valid Midoraisa, what happens? Until error, we had a Doraisa proof. Now all of a sudden with error, that destroys the Doraisa proof. What is Pshat? And how does error destroy the Doraisa proof? Now, it's not supposed to be hard to question at first. So how does error work? Why does that destroy the Doraisa proof?
You go two ways. You could say that the Rabbanan they would move out from the star altogether. That was the Takana.
Nah.
All right, even if you don't want to say that, you could say that the special din of the Baal that it could be Ma'arev.
Okay, who says that?
The Brisker Rabbi.
Right, even though he's not talking about the Rice and Rabbanan. Here's where it's tricky, but here's where I get a little stuck. You could say, you could have one of sort of two, I think there are two possible pshat. So, why does error? Why does error nullify it? So here, but you're gonna have to help me because I'm a little stuck here. One pshat could be just because that it is the din. Why does error nullify it? Because it is I want to express this properly. Because it is slight evidence. Slight evidence is enough to nullify the shtar. Now, somehow, it's evidence. It's not a lot of evidence. It's just one guy's taina. After all, one guy's taina is worth something. When we said, call Eidim Asun Oshak Mishayach, do you do something best than dummy? We meant all else being equal. That was not an absolute 100% unassailable proof. That was a bare proof. All else being equal, if there is no, let me say it a little better here. The din of Reish Lakish is only if we have no reason to doubt. If we have a reasonable Leidas HaSafeg, then Reish Lakish doesn't apply. Right? One way of understanding is this.
The fact that the guy says, I bring a shtar, you owe me 10,000 shekel. Obviously, you're going to say you don't. Right? It's not a tremendous raya that you say you don't. But it creates some ladies hasafik. After all, if there's some good reason to doubt it, he didn't apply. We thought Rish Lakish meant it's an absolute proof, unassailable beyond a shadow of a doubt. No, that's not what he meant. What he meant was, all else being equal, until you bring some counter evidence or reason to question it, it's Kamisha Nechwe, Joseph Bezendami. Rish Lakish is very, very weak. What is Rish Lakish saying? Rish Lakish is saying like this. He's saying that, look, if it seems authentic, so we have no reason to doubt it, and no one said it wasn't, it seems authentic to us. Seeming authentic to us is not necessarily a level of Aegis and Bezden, but as long as it seems authentic to us, then now you're holding a shtar, and that shtar implies that it's kosher, and part of the magic of shtar, not really magic, part of the uniqueness of shtar is that whatever is implied by the shtar, all else being equal, is considered to be proven by the shtar, turns into Aegis. A shtar takes whatever seems to be implied by the shtar and turns it into a chetzal aegis. But that's if you have no reason to doubt it in the first place. If you have a lingus hasafik in the first place, meaning you have a stam. Min hastam the shtar is true. Min hastam the shtar is valid, right? Min hastam the shtar is valid. Why should we think it isn't? Okay, min hastam is not enough for davar sheva erevan, for hotzos mamon, etc. But what a shtar were, the way a shtar works, that since min hastam, this is a shtar that implies that you owe the money, that you're divorced, etc., and after he does invest, then whatever minastam is contained in the shtar is considered a chesed shel eidos. That's only if minastam is authentic. If we question whether it's authentic in the first place, then minastam never gets off the ground. It has to get off the ground. A shtar, Rish Lakish, takes a minastam into a commission after he does invest in dummy, but it has to get off the ground. If there's some suffix and it doesn't get off the ground in the first place, if we're suspicious in the first place, then we don't know that you have a shtar in the first place. We don't know you have anything in the first place. If we don't know you have anything in the first place, that's not Kamish Nechrik, Jizma Bez and Dummy. Shtar doesn't prove against all the odds that it's true. Shtar proves that as long as it seems to be true, we'll treat this as Eidos and not just what seems to be to us. But it needs to get off the ground. Once you pass suspicion on it, you topple the whole structure. Now, we don't know if you're a shtar in the first place. Why do I think this is what Rabbeinu Avigdor says, but I'm going to get in trouble? Right? This is Rabbeinu Avigdor. I'll tell you. What does Rabbeinu Avigdor say? Look at his words in the Agos Maimonides in Kiddushin. I know some of the Achronim, they quote him, don't even say Rabbeinu Avigdor. They say Agos Maimonides. But this is Rabbeinu Avigdor. He has an interesting proof. What's his proof? His proof is the following case. The Gemara says there were takin zman in a get. You have to write what date the get was created. Why? Mishambasa chosa. What are they worried? A guy might be married to his niece, right? Let's assume good psychology from the old days. I don't know if this really holds nowadays. Family is not quite what it once was. But if a guy married a strange woman and she committed adultery, he wanted to make sure she got nisa's bested because he was really mad at her. What if he married his niece and she committed adultery? So, shanda the family, what would his sister think? And, you know, it's blood is thicker than water. And therefore, he'd want to cover up for her and get her to be get her to be exonerated by his name. So what will he do? He said, very easy. He'll write her a get without a date, an undated get. She'll bring the get into Bezdin and say, I'm divorced. How can you execute me for adultery? How can you convict me of adultery? I was divorced at the time. They'll say, we don't know if you're divorced before or after. Say, we don't know, 50-50. 50-50. They'll let her go. You can't kill someone, 50-50. Okay. Therefore they made it to honey. You have to write the date in the get. And once the date is in the get, she'll bring it in. Either she's divorced beforehand, it's kosher or yasher, or she was divorced afterwards, and they'll kill her. So Ravigor asks, hold on a second. Why won't this Baal just forge a get? Why won't the Baal just forge a get with a date before the adultery? She committed adultery way back, and now it's Teves and Cheshvan. He'll forge a get and write Tishrei and get her out of it. Right? How does the Takana help? He can still get his, he can still exonerate his wife falsely. So, what is his answer? There are many ways you can answer this, right? His answer is, it must be that get will be possible midaraisa. What are the inquiries? Lakish, Mishnah, who's the best? No. Once he's bringing in a get that looks funny after committing adultery, that's already suspicious. When it's suspicious, then you need kiyum midaraisa. Then it's possible midaraisa without kiyum. That's what he says. He says that. And even though there's no achash, given the mucha milsta al of a tanina mezuyef matrich kiyam, if it's obvious that there's something funny going on here, then we're tanina mezuyef, and we need kiyam. Meaning, Bezdin is tanina mezuyef on behalf of sort of the obvious suspicion going on here. She comes in with, no one ever heard she was divorced. She commits adultery. All of a sudden, she comes with a get for the day before. Say, no, that's suspicious. Tanina mezuyef. It's suspicious. When it's suspicious, you require midoraisa. That is the yisod of Rabbeinu Binder. When it's suspicious, you now require kiyum midaraisa. Okay, it's so. And even if there's no evidence here, all there is a suspicion. Meaning, what he says, when there's a suspicion, we require midaraisa. And then he says, and then obviously when the guy denies it, you require midaraisa. That's even a bigger suspicion. They're equal suspicions. So that's Rino Victor, right? And therefore, what does he say? Reasonable leaves a suffix, such as hachoshas habaal, or a, what was his? Lashon, a ramos gedola. No, a mucha milsa. Or a chashash muchach diramos, right? So now, and that possibly midoraisa. Therefore, he says the guy can't cover up for his niece because even if she brings us into Bez, then they'll say you need kiyum. Without kiyum, we're still killing you. And when she won't be mekayimet, they'll kill her. She'll say, "What do you mean, Rish Lakish? How can you kill me if I have a shtar that's kosher, a get that's kosher midoraisa?" They'll say, "No, it's possibly midoraisa. A strong suspicion takes away the din Rish Lakish." So it seems that the Rino Pinker thinks a strong suspicion takes away the din Rish Lakish, makes it possible midaraisa without kiyum. Makes it possible midaraisa without kiyum because it's a strong suspicion.
What's he going to do with Rish Lakish and Shtari Mamma?
Same thing for Shtari Mamma.
Shtari Mamma don't require Rishu Hakira. And then, right? I mean,
no, but if you have a strong suspicion.
No, but now the Lashon, Rish Lakish is very strong.
Kamisha Nakhra, just a Vezin dummy.
Well, they don't have to be Nakhra, just a Vezin.
No, what that means is that if we have no hachasha,
no, I'm not saying about the hachasha. It just sounds that Rish Lakish is too strong.
No, okay, I'm not convinced. Okay, now here's my problem with Rabbeinu Avigdor. My problem with Rabbeinu Avigdor is thus: back to our Gemara, Irur Dechad. Why is Irur De right? Irur Dechad right? Ain Irur Pachmi Shnayim. If one guy comes and says, "I know it's forged," we ignore him. Why isn't that enough of a hachasha to make a strong leidus asafik? Like, what's the difference? If the Baal comes, then that's already very suspicious. And if a stranger comes, why is that not equally? Why is that even more suspicious? After all, the Baal's a nogeya b'davar, right? The stranger is not a nogeya b'davar. So I'm not sure, and I've been a little stuck. What's my problem? My problem is, if any hachasha, that's his lashon, any hachasha is posel midoraisa, and then why is error dechad not posel? Right? Meaning, if Bezdin has a suspicion because it looks suspicious in the court case of adultery, that posel midoraisa without kiyum. If the Baal comes, that posel midoraisa without kiyum. But if one person comes and says, "I saw that it was forged, I know that it was forged. I may have that it was forged," then we ignore him. Why isn't that enough of a suspicion? It's a suspicion. It's a hachasha. It's a little weird to me that Rabbeinu Avigdor, like, why do we ignore one aid so much for Rabbeinu Avigdor? Why isn't that a hachasha? He doesn't relate to this in his lashon. I'll read you his lashon again. Here's his lashon. That kol heicha de'ika hachasha lo itmar de Reish Lakish. Whenever there's hachasha, Reish Lakish does not apply lo isa Reish Lakish el b'makom she'ein machishin. Reish Lakish is only if there's no hachasha. And he says even a tanina of Bezdin says even a hachasha without any edim is a hachasha if Bezdin suspects a serious ramos. So why isn't one aid considered hachasha? After all, why don't we take that one aid seriously? It's a little funny to me.
One aid is nothing, and it's not even. It doesn't rise to the level.
Saying one aid is irrelevant, Lagambre. One aid is not even, meaning is less than a good suspicion.
Yeah.
I would do it differently.
the Baal, Elnom Midin Eidus, he's certainly he's not an aid. He's actually he's no giver though. But on the other hand, he's the one with the motive. Somebody comes off the street to give haters to be mocked to get. Why is he coming there?
I don't understand. That's against Rabbi Avigdor. If the Baal comes at possibly to Raisa, but he has a motive. If an innocent guy who has no motive comes, so Kol Shekin, we should listen to him.
Yeah, he has a motive, but he also was involved. So maybe what he's saying is true. But this aid's coming from nowhere. Where is he coming from?
He says, I saw them forge it. Right? He says, I saw them forge the get.
He's a good Samaritan. Why is he coming to
He's a good Samaritan. He's an honest fellow. He believes in truth.
Especially according to your Svara, against whatever. I mean, as Tosfos holds that an Eid Echad is Nechai Mamon, it's just the Shvuah's poker. According to that side of that suffering. So.
Okay.
The Baal has, it's not just that he has what to lose here also. If he claims he's not divorced, he has to start supporting her. He has to take care of her. He's motivated that he has a...
The Baal's hakash is stronger because it costs him money. Okay, possible.
He's also on his time.
It's still a little weird. Like, I mean, obviously, there's me... It's funny that he doesn't address it, right? He says, his lush is very strange. If there's hakasha, okay? There's hachasha in Erev Dechad. I don't know, we've never talked about Daftes. We don't know what he would say. It's a, why isn't that called hachasha? I guess some will have to say that's the chiddush of Ein Erev Pachas Mishnayim, that if one stranger says something, that's not a suspicion at all. That's not a hachasha at all. That's ignored the gamrei. Unless what's more to say, you know, maybe this is why. That's less than a well-founded suspicion. That's not a well-founded suspicion. That's just one weirdo. You know, there's always one weirdo who thinks everything. The Baal. Okay, that's not one weirdo, right? The Baal already is a well-founded suspicion. You know, he's very involved in this case, a well-founded suspicion. Maybe one guy, there's always one guy who's going to say all strange things. It's a little funny because Eidach is Nemu Bisura and Eidach is Machayef Shvua and Dine Mamanos. But I guess you'd have to answer... You know, and I feel a little bit dochuk, you know, have to say that ein error hachos mishnayim is a big finish, a random eid echad. Doesn't make us suspicious at all. Which is a chiddush. Because what about... it's a chiddush. What about Eid Echad B'chol Tor Kula has a power in a lot of things? Right? No, somehow, Ein Erev Pachas Mishnayim, a random Eid Echad doesn't make us suspicious at all. Unlike the Baal Davar, who makes us suspicious. Unlike a well-founded suspicion. A well-founded hunch of Bezda that makes us suspicious. One weird guy is less than a well-founded hunch of Bestin. Okay? That's a big finish, but that's what you have to say.
Maybe the finish isn't that one egg has no status. The finish is that the Baal, even though he's not has a status. That's a given story.
So this is what the Grizz says. The Grizz not dealing with the Rice of Rabban, I admit. Right? But the Grizz says, and in the end he questions it. But okay, and mostly questions for a Deacon Tosa someplace that's not Machai of the Raman. Right? The Grizz says no. It's the special din in Baal. Correct. Special din of what he calls the Baal Hashtar. Special din of a Baal Hashtar. Why? Why is this Baal Hashtar a special din? Meaning, this is not the name of Vigdor. It's not any hachasha. It's not any suspicion. He would not say that the Bethan had a well-founded hunch suspicion. That would not possibly. That would not require human rights. So that would only be Midura Bonin. Right? Why? So here it's Pashit, based on everything we know about Shtaros. What is the difference between Shtar, according to most Rishonim, right? Forget what we're talking. What's the difference between Shtar and Eidos Bechsav? Eidos Bechsav is the Edom Armeia, that's their initiative. The whole point, the whole engine of a Shtar, the whole heart of the Shtar is Das Maschayev. As the Baal HaMor said so beautifully, Mipim lo mipik Sovam. Mipik Sovam is Pasul, but Mipik Sovo is Kasher. Right? The whole shtar is him. And here, it's actually an interesting question. How is a shtar written? But the shtar is all written, even though most shtar start with Anan Sadi, right?
but Anan Sadi, and then they start quoting the Guf Rishon of the, right? Shtaros are generally written in Guf Rishon. And according to the Lumdus, it makes sense. They should have to be written in Guf Rishon, perhaps. Right? What does the Shtar say? Right? Anan Sadi, to Amar, Ploni ben Ploni, Chasan denan, Lahadim Sulta, Plonis, Bas, Ploni, etc. Havi li lein to gnas moshe shalva ana etc. Right, or in a get ana tareches yasichi yelichi etc. Right, hare at. It's all in Guf Rishon to Guf Sheni. It's the words of the. It's not the edus. That's not how they would testify in court. They would testify in court. They would say Ploni divorced Plonis. They would say Ploni lent Ploni $100. That's how it's in the shtar. Anan Sadi. Ech, Sha'amar Ploni, I owe you $100, right? Etc. So the whole point of a shtar is that it is, the whole point of a shtar is that it is the words of the Mischayev. Now it makes a lot of sense. The whole point of the shtar is the Edom are talking on behalf of the Mischayev. So that is unassailable Eidos, din of Reish Lakish. A 1-8 off the street is not going to stop that. It's not going to cast aspersion on that on a Doraisa level. Random, you know, suspicions are not going to cast aspersion on that on a Doraisa level. But if the guy himself says, this is me talking, I deny that it's me talking. If he denies that it's him talking, since he's the one talking in the shtar, therefore he has the right to say, I deny this shtar. You can't talk on my behalf. Right? Without my authorization, right? You're talking on my behalf. You're not talking on my behalf. It never happened. Since it's all talking about him, he is the unique, and that's the sheet of the grid, the special din of the Baal Ashtar. He doesn't necessarily explain, but it makes perfect sense based on the Yesod of Shtars. Special koach, let's even say, special koach of Baal Ashtar. Why? What's the svara? What's the Yesod? The Yesod is that the whole Shtar is only a Shtar because of, as the Baal Mor likes to say, in Pik Savo. I don't mean you have to agree with the Baal Mor's drush up sukkim, but the idea is clear, right? Because of me Pik Savo, what the Baal Mor is saying, it's not that Das Mischayev means, oh, Aiden can't testify Bichsav, but if I let them, they can. No, that's not what he means. He means Aiden can't testify Bichsav if they're testifying as regular Eidos. But if it's unique Chetza of a Hischayvos of the Baal Dovar, that the Aiden are just authorizing, then it's okay. But ultimately, it's him talking. Right, if the shtar is only shtar because of Mipik Savo, then no one else has the right to cast aspersions on the shtar. But he has the right to cast aspersions on the shtar. He says, this whole shtar is me? It's not me. And then midoraisa, we have to figure out if it's him or if it is not him. Unique koach of the Baal Ashtar. Okay, the Griz in the end says, there's a diok in Tosos, not that way. Tosos in a sugya that we discussed last year. Ksubasadi Bey is parallel to Vavakama. Right, La Baltorm Didiat. Tosa says that if there's a shtar against me, and then I sell it to you, then I can't come to court and claim Mezuyef, because I'm no longer, my money's not at stake. I'm not a Baldover anymore. My money's not at stake. So the Gris says, that's a Kasha by Mahalach. Okay, maybe to Rama, what degree is this Mahalach? There's other answers other than Tosa that Sugya. Maybe the Baal Ashtar can always come to court and say Mezuyef, whether he's a Baldover or not, even if his money's not at stake, because he already sold the property to someone else. The Baal Ashtar can always come and say Mezuyef, says, this is me talking. And I claim that I'm not talking. Now, midoraisa, you have to figure out who is talking.
So why does that end as soon as there's Kiyum?
Because there's Kiyum, then we proved it is him talking. He claims he wasn't talking, but now we proved it is, because we proved that these signatures are true. That
so that's why the Gris says it's only referring to Mezuyef and not to Lishma.
Exactly, that's what the Gris says. If the Baal said Lishma, he wouldn't have any special koach. Why do you have special koach say Shalol Lishma? Shalol Lishma is not a question of whether he is talking in the shtar or not. That's a technical detail.
The question of the Sofri.
Yeah, correct. Okay, that's the great. So if you want to know what's the yesod of this unique Shittas Yachid of Rabbeinu Avigdor, and we think the Rambam, even though we can't prove it 100%, but likely the Rambam, so you could say, no, it's just a weakness of Reish Lakish that any serious doubts, right, because that's what Avigdor says, even if no one person claims it's forged, just Bezin has strong suspicion it's forged because it's too convenient to get out of adultery. Any serious doubt is undermined by Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish just meant if it seems kosher, then it is kosher. But it has to start at seeming kosher.
In which case, you have to make a big chiddush in Eir Pachos Mishnayim, that it's not even a serious doubt if one crazy person says something. But you could say that, you know, there's only one Baal and one Isha and one Lova and one Malva. There's millions of people in the world. There's always going to be one crazy person. Okay, that's not a serious doubt. Or, you know, maybe say like the Grizz. It's that unique koach of Baal HaShtar, this Eir. Why would Baal HaShtar have unique koach? Because the Shtar only has a unique koach because of Dasa Mishayev, because of the Baal HaShtar. Therefore, the Baal HaShtar is unique koach to cast this into question and to require to you. Now, let's just finish up our sugya and ask a simple question. Let's finish up our sugya and ask a simple question. How come in our sugya, the Baal can be ma'arer, but... yeah, question?
Yeah, I'm wondering if the Tosfos and Ksuvos on top of that could fit to either of these approaches, because like the idea that Kim Shor is only derabanan when the Midtan is modeh to the Shtar, otherwise there's a Mitzorah for Kim Daraisa, like, I think either of those can go with that.
Yeah, but he's going further. He's saying even if no one says anything, it's the unique Kimi Daraisa. Not having no Tosfos there.
Right,
so that would be going so far that would be too radical. He would say even there's no evidence anyway you need Daraisa. Okay, I guess it would fit a little with this now. Now, I'm going to defend Rav Victor a little more, but maybe to defend Rav Victor a little more, we need to get back to our sugya. Let's get back to our sugya. What does our sugya say? Our sugya says that error of Ein Echad Lo Mahani. Because of this rule of Ein Error Pachos Mishnayim. Error de Baal Mehani Lahatzrich Kiyum. Right? Why is the Baal better than an Ein Echad? So one derech would be the Orzarua Dimez derech. One, Alpi Orzarua and Rov Rishonim, what you could say, very Pashut. Ein Error Pach Mishnayim means a general rule that Ein Echad cannot create a soul in personal status. Right? That was the case in all of these sugyas. Ein Echad can't create a soul in personal status, which makes sense. Ein Darshu Erev Pach Mishnayim. What's this rule? Midrabanan, if a baldavar claims mezuyaf, you need kiyum. That's part of the takan of kiyum shars rabban, as we learned of Haim and Bays by Eid Nasadayan. Right? Okay, if for the Arzavur Dimei, this makes perfect sense. Yeah, midrabanan. Midrabanan was takan of mezuyaf is only for a baldavar. They never made it to kind of rabbanan that if a stranger says mezuyaf. No, if a stranger says mezuyaf, that's like a stranger saying you're not a kohen, parallel sugya ksubos, or a stranger saying you're a mamzer, you're not a kohen, etc. in kiddushin, or you're an eved. If a stranger says pas changes your yichus, of course you don't believe to want any to change your yichus. Like it's just a subcategory of the ein darish of erev pachos mishnayim, right? Subcategory of ein darish of erev pachos mishnayim. But the baldavar. Midrabanan, they want to protect the Baldavra. They only made the Takana Drabanan for the guy who it matters to. Why are they making a Takana Drabanan? If you say something that's none of your business, the Drabanan don't make a Takana. If I say I'm losing money, we're losing my wife, the Drabanan make a Takana for me. That's very poshut. What's a second way? A second way, you'll apologize if I'm going a little out of order, but I think this is going to work, is Alpi the Grizz, what could you say in our Sugya? Alpi the Grizz, you could say in our Sugya, That same thing, right? And this is a derivative of Ein Dover Shebe'erva Pachos Mishnayim. You could say the same thing. Yeah, of course. Why does one Ein Dover Koach to question your personal status? Also, why is the Baal different? You could say no. Mida Araisa. There is a special koach to Baal HaShtar, not to Baal Dover, but to Baal HaShtar. meaning not that the person makes a difference to. To come to Rabbanu would be on the person makes a difference to. The guy on the right is the Baal Shtar, the guy who wrote the Shtar, Das Mischayev.
Two, Bima Arer.
Okay. The question is, what about, let's go back to Rav Avigdor. Right? Let's go back to Alpi Rabbeinu Avigdor. What are you going to say? And here we got a little, it was a little dachuk. What was our first try? Right? One. What was our first try? Our first try was to say that the error de, I guess here also, de Baal. Let's just say error de Baal. Mehave hachosha shemolid suffig mida oraisa the inyan kashrus ashtar. And then we're still stuck with what about this whole issue of an error of someone else, right? That was sort of the duch part, right? So you have to say that maybe the special rule is not just the river of Ein Davar Shu Erev Pachas Mishnayim. Special rule of Ein Erev Pachas Mishnayim is that one stranger's Eidos, even this little funny to ignore an Eid Echad, is not a Hachasha or Leidas Hasafek at all.
Because you have to be assuming that the Shtar is completely kosher midiraisa.
Yeah, but the Shtar is only completely kosher midiraisa until we cast it into question, until there's Hachasha. I would have thought it's Hachasha. I find this to be Dachuk. Okay, maybe it was Dachuk, right? Or maybe we could do better. Maybe we could do better. Right?
That's what we're doing.
And here, I want to say the Tim Gittin.
No.
Say, yeah, don't love it. I think it's a little dachuk. Here we can say the Tim Gittin. Who is the Tim Gittin? He's not, I admit, he hasn't, I don't think he's written other books that are famous to you.
This is.
Zvi Hirsch Heller. He was the Abbez in a lot of Chashuv cities in Europe.
Control down the job.
He had some politics which seems to have not been his fault.
See?
He was driven out of town due to some politics which he seems to have been innocent of. Okay, whatever, you know, politics are politics. Lo Mashana. Anyway, I think that Tim Gittin is a very clever shot here. Tim Gittin to me is a very clever shot, and I'll tell you why I like it, and now we can rescue Rabbeinu Avigdor.
Okay.
That, what are you gonna say here? I'm going to say here, Ein Erer Pachas Mishnayim. But he has a totally different shot in Ein Erer Pachas Mishnayim, and he throws in a factor that no one's thrown in yet. Which is, hold on a second. This is not a Stam Shtar. This is not the same as a regular case of Shtar. There's one difference between this case and a regular case of Shtar, which is that this Shtar came from a... No, it didn't come. We don't know if it came from the husband.
Yeah.
Someone says it didn't. It came from a shliach. No, it came from a shliach, right? I mean, this is not a classic case of he said, she said, he said, he said. I have a shtar, you owe me $1 million. You say it's forged. I have a shtar, that I'm divorced. You say, no. And everyone admits, right? Adam saw, and there Adam and Sira, everyone admits that the shliach gave her this shtar. That's less than the public. The shliach gave her the shtar. No one claims the shliach didn't give her the shtar. We all saw the shliach give her the shtar. He came from Eretz Yisrael, from a difference in Eretz Yisrael, and gave her the shtar. Everyone admits the shliach gave her the shtar. The question is just, did the shliach give her a shtar that was authorized by the Baal and Sa'in Kedasu Kedin, or did the shliach bring her a forged shtar that she had a henchman who sent the shliach with a made-up forged shtar? Okay. Says he throws in one factor. Says to Gittin, he rereads our whole sugya based on throwing one factor. He says, hold on a second. The shliach, what is the shliach saying? He comes up and he says, I don't care if he says these words or not. What's he saying? He's saying,
Here's this piece of paper. No, he doesn't say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, right? There's an Eretz Yisrael.
Oh,
it's not b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. But what is he saying? He's saying, not b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. No special things. Just regular. But what does Shliach say? When Shliach comes, he says, my husband sent, your husband sent you this get. I am a Shliach of your husband to give you the get. Meaning, he's meyed, not b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. That has special power of Medik Dayak. He's meyed that the husband gave him the get. Now, we know in the Yerushalmi, and even without the Yerushalmi, I think Tosfos quoted the Yerushalmi someplace this parak, even without the Yerushalmi, we suspect Ziyuf. We don't suspect the husband purposely sent her a forged get in order to have some demonic plot. No, the Yerushalmi says, Eino chas l'chachlu d'eshamay. No, no one thinks the Taina Mezuyuf is that. The husband's going to come and say, I did send you a get, but ha-ha, I sent you a forged get, and it's really possible that I fooled God. No, that's not what the, or I fooled Bezdin. That's not what we suspect. The normal case, the husband comes and says, lo dubin v'lo yar. He says, what do you mean? I would never have divorced you. I don't know what other guy made this plot in order to take you away from me. I never sent any get whatsoever. It's all made up, right? There's an Eid Echad who says that the shtar is authentic. The shliach, he doesn't say funny nech, funny nech, the mizer shral, but he says the husband sent me the get, so therefore it wasn't forged. Does he know if it was Lashma? No. Does he know exactly the details? No. But he knows it wasn't forged, right? Because the husband sent him. Think about it. The Gemara says earlier, if two Edom say we saw the husband send it, you don't need any kiyum. It's obviously not forged, right? So, says Tevgitin, you have to reread our whole sugya. Our sugya is not about stam gittin. Our sugya is specifically about get al yishliach, where there's an eid echa that it wasn't forged. Now, what do they mean by ein irur pachas mishnayim? Ein irur pachas mishnayim is a very, very specific rule. What's the specific rule? The specific rule is that an eid echad against an eid echad is worthless. Right? Asi chad mevatel chad. When there are two eid echads against each other, there are zero eidim. And that's the case in Kedushin of Eir Erepachs Mishnayim, where the midwife says the baby was this, and someone else says the baby was otherwise. And that's the case in Ksubas, at the very least when the Gemara explains it. One eid says you're a Kohen, one eid says you're not a Kohen. Meaning, what he's saying is this rule of Ein Erepach Mishnayim is a very specific rule. It's not a general rule about Davar Shebe Erva. Again, we know Ein Davar Shebe Erva Mishnayim. I'm just saying it's a derivative that says, Ein Davar Shebe Erva Mishnayim, it's not even a suffix in Pach Mishnayim. It's not even a chash in Pach Mishnayim. And it's not this funny rule that I just made up now. Says to Gittin, no, it's a Pashuk rule. The rule is, of Ein Erepach Mishnayim, is the rule is that an Eid Echad against an Eid Echad is Botel Legamre is worthless. An Eid Echad against an Eid Echad is worthless.
That's only by a definite Surin, though.
No, that's by everything. That's what you say. That's the sugyas. All the sugyas are about kakuna status and it's not about necessarily Surin. Ein Erepach Mishnayim means what it means is not just let me say better. No, I want to say better. It's not just that Eid Echad. That the rule is that I want to say better. I take back what I said. An Eid Echad has no power to contradict a previous Eid Echad. Now here we're getting into a bit of a assumptions, right? Meaning, if an Eid Echad comes and says something, then another Eid Echad contradicts him or her, depending on other sugyas or her. The second Eid Echad is not Neman. Either, here I'm leaving myself options, either because the first Eid Echad is Kishnayim, now the second one can't be contradict him or her, or because just maximum they'll cancel each other. No, I think in the other sugyas it has to be because the first one is Kishnayim. A second Eid Echad can't be Machash as the first Eid Echad. That's a Gemara in Kedushin. I know the Gemara in Kedushin then questions. It says, the midwife says he's a Kohen. I say he's not a Kohen. Ein Erev Pachas, I can't go against her. An Eid Echad can't go against another Eid Echad. Okay, the Gemara says, you have to be behind the Eid Echad. You know, you say he's a Kohen, I say he's not a Kohen. I can go against you. And he says, Ein Erev Pachas Mishnayim is not a general rule about error, about questions. It's a specific rule about Eid Echad. It's a specific rule that an Eid Echad can't be Ma'arer on an Eid Echad. Ein Koach Be'Eid Echad La'arer Neged Eid Echad. Because the first Eid Echad was accepted. Once the first Eid Echad is accepted, the second Eid Echad can't be Ma'arer against him. Therefore, now that case like a Vayner Victor. Taka with any Hachasha. With any Hachasha, we require Kiyum in Doraisa. If the woman had a get and eight echad said it was mezuyah, we would require kiyum midoraisa. That's not what it means in our sugya. Just if the woman has a get and eight echad says it's authentic, because the shliach, not funny, but every shliach is saying it's authentic is 1/8. No special power, it's 1/8. If a woman and 1/8 says it's authentic, and then an aid comes and says it's forged, an eight echad has no power to be also eight echad, and that's not a hachash at all. Now that makes a lot of sense. It's not that an eight echad doesn't require kiyum midoraisa under a bigger, an eight echad does, but not if the eight echad is against the previous eight echad. That's the big difference between these. Right? Then why is Erechad not posel? Or, let's just say, Eid Echad is posel midoraisa, but not if an Eid Echad was already machshir, because that's Ein Erer Pachs Mishnayim. One Eid is butel, can't go against the previous Eid. Ah, now he has a problem. If one aid can't go against the previous aid, then how does the Baal go against the previous aid? Adram, the Baal's less than an aid echad. So we're not doing grizzes here. Not doing griskarot here. The Baal's less than an echad, he's Baal Dover. And here, the briskarot, Tim Gittin finds a very clever raya from Ksubas. This is how, who's learning Hilchos Nida now? See, everyone's going to get trapped at some point, right? Remember we saw this? It was very, very brief. If the woman says, Chacham Ploni Tihar Li Kesem Zeh, the woman says, Rabbi Schwartzbaum said this Kesem was okay. And then what happens? And then Rabbi Schwartzbaum says, never happened. Who do we believe? Rabbi. The rabbi. Why do we believe the rabbi against the woman? It's one against one. She came first. Why do we believe the rabbi against the woman? He's getting that from? The Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Nida. He gets from the Gemara in Ksubas. The Gemara in Ksubas has the case. When can you divorce your wife without a Ksuba? If she feeds you tefel. Or if she's Meshamish Nida. So the Gemara asks, Mimanavshach. What do you mean she feeds you tefel? If you know that it's tefel, then it's your own fault for eating. I understand. They're both not from. And she feeds him tefel. He could say, I divorce you without a Ksuba? He's also not from. It's not her fault. So Mimanavshach, if he knows it's tefel, it's his fault for eating. If he doesn't know it's tevel and she said it was kosher, then how can he ever divorce her? It is kosher, nechad nem b'surin, right? Say, if he knows she's a nida and he's not from, he sleeps with her anyway, he can't have any tainas on her, but I'm like kaveru, right? And if he doesn't know and she says she's tahora, then he should believe her. What's the case? How can you possibly have a case where he can sue her in court for feeding him treif? If she said it's kosher, he should believe her. He shouldn't sue her in court. And they didn't say, apparently, 1/8 says it's treif. 1/8 says it's treif. You should believe his wife. She came first. Rather, it's that she says it's kosher because I brought it to Rabbi Cohen who took off Trumas or Maestros. And Rabbi Cohen says it didn't happen. She says, I'm Tahora because Rabbi Schwartzbaum says my Kesem is Tahora. And Rabbi Schwartzbaum says it didn't happen. What is the principle there? When an Eid Echad testifies Eid Mipi'eid, he's Neman. As an Eid Echad. An Eid Echad is allowed to testify Eid Mipi'eid. But if I testify Eid Mipi'eid and the original guy is Machish, then the original guy undermines me, which makes a lot of sense. I'm only saying what he said. You know, this is, again, it's similar to what I want to say in the Briskara, but without fancy shtaros. It's your regular Eid Echad. If I say, I know this food is kosher because Rabbi Schwartz told me it was, and Rabbi Schwartz says, I didn't tell you, then of course Rabbi Schwartz beats me, because I'm only quoting him. I'm totally on him, and he's not totally on anyone. Right? That's a rule. Aid me p'aid, the source always beats the one who repeats the source. That's a rule for the Goring Ksubas. So now, how does the shliach know that it's not forged? Because the husband gave it to him. And when the husband gave it to him, the husband is implying that it's not forged. What is the aid of the shliach? The aid of the shliach is that the husband told me it's not forged because the husband gave it to me. The husband says, I didn't give it to you. Of course he beats the shliach. That's aid me p'aid. And the source contradicts the reporter. When the source contradicts the reporter, the source always wins in ABPA. And that's how the Tiv Gittin reads our, he says, but the rule is that Eidus Ruvein Mipi Shimon versus Hachashas Shimon, Shimon wins. Here, what's the Eidus? The Eidus is, what is the Eidos?
shliach meyed shehaba'al omar lo she'eino mezuyef. I don't mean the Baal said that in words, the Baal implied. Right, that's the edus. The shliach says the Baal said it's not mezuyef. One aid that it's not mezuyef. A stam guy can't contradict it. A stam aid can't contradict the first aid. That's ein erev pachas mishnayim. Very specific rule. Every sugya of ein erev pachas mishnayim is from eid echad neged eid echad. However, the Baal, he's the source. The source is always allowed to contradict the eid echad. That's the Gemara in Kesubos. So you put two and two together. I think now for the Tiv Gittin, this makes a lot more sense. We can explain to Rabbeinu Avigdor. How can we explain? So then, in the end, halacha l'maaseh, we have three ways, if we exclude C1, to explain our sugya. One way to exclude our sugya is through our banan. It just means no aid is ever nemen to call a star into question. Stars are great. Midrabanan, the guy affected, has the right to some recourse as a direct privilege the Rabbanan gave him. Or the Griz. No one can ever call a star into question. Stars are great. But Mida Araisa, only the Baal Shtar can call into question because he has special koach because it's his worst star. Or C, Rabbeinu Avigdor, Rabbeinu Avigdor is saying, stars aren't really so great. Only if you don't have decent counter evidence. Only if you don't have a good big question mark, your kasha midoraisa. But the way I'm reading, based, not me, it's Tiv Gittin. I'm just putting Tiv Gittin together with Rabbeinu Avigdor. Right, the way Tiv Gittin is reading it. But if one aid comes and says it's mezuyef, that's not even a big red question mark. Why not? Because it's a special rule of ein erev pachas mishnayim, which is a special rule. It's not about all eidos and all erurim. It's the three places that appear in the shas are all about an eid echad, and then comes another eid echad. When one eid echad says kosher, another eid echad can come and say treif. That's not a question mark at all. We're mevatel the second eid echad, because the first eid echad already said his words. And the shliach was an eid echad to say that the Baal said it's not mezuyef. However, your Baal is different, because just in rules of eid echad. These are all rules of eid echad. Because since the Baal Shliach only said Mipi the Baal, if the Baal contradiction, the Baal always beats the Shliach, as we know from the Gemara in Kesubos. That's a special rule of Deimedik Dayik. That's a special rule made Dayik, special power. So I think. What? Yes, exactly. That's what I have on the board before. Okay, so I think the best way to explain Rabbeinu Avigdor is really based on Tiv Gittin, who I happen to like the cleverness of the Tiv Gittin in this sugya. Not just because he's clever and managed to get our whole sugya to only work based on other pre-existing dinim ein echad that we find in Kesubos and elsewhere, but also because he makes ein erev pachas mishnayim a very specific rule, not a general rule, but a very specific rule that actually ties into the specific case of the three places in Shas it appears, unlike our suggestion that we ought to make that was not so easy to help him. Okay, so that's what we have to say now for erev. We'll pick up Amir Tz Hashem. I said I want to skip around a little just in order to make sure that we do a decent amount of Hilchos Gittin this year. So we're going to pick up, and Yirtzeh Hashem, what do they call it, Balaz, next semester. Remember that? Semesters? With the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin of Aleph, which really, basically from Yud Zayin of Aleph, I mean, if you want to know where we really learned about Gittin, from Daf Yud Zayin through the third parak, like meaning from the beginning till Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph is funny nechtam and tangents, and basically test through test vav is tangents. From Yud Zayin through the end of the third parak is like Iker Ksivas Haget. Also in the ninth parak they get to some Iker Sugis of Gittin, some of which we've seen. And then in the middle there's more dinim of Shlichus of Get and tangents. Okay, it's not such a great summary, but it'll do for now. But I think the Iker sugyas of Get are really from Daf Yud Zayin through the end of the third parak, through Daf Lama Beis, etc., with some tangents towards the end there. So we'll pick up with that in Mishnah Shem next semester, but meanwhile we'll have Chazara, and the new date of the Bechina will be 2 weeks from today. So 2 weeks, I'll send an email just to clarify this. 2 weeks from today will be the Bechina, and then 2 weeks from Monday will be the first shiur, Amir Tz Hashem.
Thank you very much.